another restaurant gone. 651-641-1071. What was your favorite restaurant chain as a kid? This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 1071, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
What restaurant has bitten the dust?
Well, okay, so the restaurant's not gone, but it did file bankruptcy. So it has become another victim to the coronavirus pandemic, like a lot of restaurants, because, well, people aren't able in many places to go to restaurants, and if they are, it's not the business these places used to have. And the business in question today, or that is the topic of this segment, the Sizzler, aka Sadzler. Poor Sizzler had to go bye-bye in the car, at least their restructuring business.
Their debt.
So who knows what the future will hold for the Sizzler, but they have hit hard times. And this just got me thinking really sad thoughts about Sizzler, because I have fond memories of the Sizzles.
I don't know if I've ever been to a Sizzler.
Why? You've never been to a Sizzler?
The baked potatoes!
I've never been to a Sizzler.
Sizzler, Ponderosa.
I don't even know where we had a Sizzler.
We didn't.
I don't know if you guys did, but we did when I was growing up. But actually, now the closest Sizzler, I think, is like Idaho. I like bebopped over to the map to see if I could find the closest Sizzler. And they had like hundreds and hundreds of restaurants back in the day. They hit, I think, their peak probably like early 90s. Anyway, I did spend a little time looking at the Sizzler, and while we're waiting for people to call, have people already called, Hals?
Oh, yeah, they're on the line.
Okay, good. So let's just get to some calls, because then I want to treat you to a little Sizzler memory.
Okay. I can't wait for your Sizzler memory. Who do we have on the phone, Halle?
Courtney.
Hello, Courtney. Courtney, what was your favorite chain restaurant as a kid?
I like Ground Round until it became the kids pay what you weigh, and I was a fat little kid, so
Courtney,
that was embarrassing.
Courtney, how many times have I said this, Bradley, on this very show?
Yeah, no, you've said the very same
thing.
Like,
I loved the Ground Round. I'm here for any place where you can throw your peanut shells on the floor. But when they had that big scale that was staring at you when you came in,
God,
and they were like,
that.
Pay what you weigh, it was like, oh, the shame. Courtney, thank you for your call.
Did they actually make kids do that?
Yes.
That's rude. That's
they had a gigantic scale. Now, it might not have been that big, but in my memory, it was huge, and it probably talked to you and said things like, put the fork down, fat kid, or something like that.
Didn't
but it was this gigantic scale. And as a kid, you'd get on the scale.
Bert would go like, boy, 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 boy.
It was terrible.
Didn't they play silent movies at the Ground Round?
I don't know.
Or like Laurel and Hardy.
I don't recall.
I vaguely remember the Ground Round, and I think it's because they had the pirate's chest where you could pick a toy out, but I don't remember the scale.
Maybe I'm having a fever dream. It could be happening.
All right, who else is on the phone?
Let's go to Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Yes. I'm not sure if this is an East Coast thing or not, but I like...
My Talk, want to share your favorite chain restaurant?
Beefsteak Charlie's.
Say that again.
Holly left her microphone on, and she's in. There we go.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Nicole. Say it again.
Beefsteak Charlie's? I'm not even sure if you had them here.
I don't think we did.
No.
Cheesesteak Charlie's? That sounds like something we'd be excited about.
Yeah, it was kind of like an old-timey meat and seafood place, but they had a gigantic salad bar, and I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of, you know, that's very much Sizzler adjacent, because Sizzler, the big thing for Sizzler, and thank you for sharing the Sizzler, the fabulous thing about Sizzler is that you got the steak, you got your steak and seafood platter, and then you got to go up to the, you know...
The buffet.
The salad bar. But it was like a bougie salad bar. Like it had fried chicken and JoJo potatoes and all that good stuff. Just like my favorite, Shakey's Pizza, which also had a buffet with the fried chicken and the JoJo potatoes.
Weird that I don't remember the buffet at Shakey's Pizza. Probably because we only ate the pizza at Shakey's Pizza. But there was something always special about it. In the 80s and the 90s, for some reason, a salad bar was like... the Holy Grail.
Yeah. Mm. Ponderosa, Wendy's had a salad bar.
My favorite.
Burger Chef, not Happy Chef.
Ruby Tuesdays has the best salad bar. I mean, it's, incomparable. Holly?
Yeah, who else is on the phone, huh?
We have James.
Hi, James.
Hi.
What's your favorite franchise restaurant as a kid?
So, I've heard you talk about Shakey's before, and you talk about the hats. And I believe they used to have those same hats or similar at Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor.
Yes.
And you would get a giant dish of ice cream on your birthday, like a giant bowl.
Yum. Where was this place?
It was off of, I remember the one being off of 35 in Bloomington.
Oh, all right. Colleen, do you remember that?
I do. Thank you for your call, by the way. I do. I don't remember. I don't think we ever went to Farrell's, but I remember. I know what he's talking about. Like, I have a memory of that hat, that Shakey's Pizza hat and the big bowls of ice cream. And I don't know if people told me about it or if it actually happened. Our big thing when I was young was the Lollapalooza at Bridgman's.
What's that?
So the Lollapalooza was a gigantic ice cream creation. And if you ate the whole thing, you got your name on the wall at the Bridgman's. At least at the Bridgman's on 66th and Lindale in Richfield. And I never knew anybody who actually was able to put that thing down. But I imagine it would make you incredibly ill.
Now, I do want to take a moment to honor the Sizzler. And I think it's a
should
moment
we
should all take.
Yeah,
well,
we
basically, yes. I want to play for you a little bit of the height of Sizzlerdom in America. And Holly, if you'd be so kind as to play that link, and it should be queued up and ready to go. And it's gonna take, you know, 30 to 45 seconds. I just want you to get a feeling for what is essentially at risk of going away for good, and it's a piece of our history that we need to honor and acknowledge.
Thank you. This is
the Sizzler. Thank you, Sizzler, for all the fond memories.
Sizzler brings the choices that you've been looking for, giving you right to choose. We're offering much more by holding to traditions, yet changing with the times. Choices and selections, choices of directions, choices that can add a little freedom.
Sizzler way, man. Not only do you get a choice of selections, you get a choice of directions.
Oh my gosh. You know, the saddest thing about this is that this is the restaurant America needs right now.
Right? It brings us all together.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I felt unity when I heard that.
Well, and what do we need right now? Although, can I just point out the obvious? In 2020, Sizzler is the last place we can go.
Oh, gosh, right?
No.
Because we have to touch, you know, the same big spoon to blop the mashed potatoes onto our plate.
Yeah, gotta touch those tongs.
So just remember that the thing that made us great.
Sizzler! For whatever comes next for you, Sizzler, we salute you. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, Kelly Clarkson premiered her talk show yesterday, and she said something that made me want to feel real nosy, and that's what we do on the Colleen and Bradley show. So we're going to get nosy when we come back after this on My Talk 107.1.